Bill, thanks so much for your time. And it's been, well, quite an amazing year, 2018, hasn't it?
Yes, I think it's outstripped everyone's forecasts, and no one could, I think, don't think anyone could have seen what has happened, particularly with the Class 8 or the heavy duty end. It's certainly, I think every manufacturer has been caught short and not been able to meet demand. And in our case, with light, medium duty, and to some extent heavy duty, we've had the same issue. It's the market has been extraordinarily buoyant.
Do you think that when we look at the numbers, and we just published the numbers yesterday, do you think the numbers are certainly affected by restraints around around stock? Do you think there are a lot of orders sitting there from the manufacturers that just can't get through?
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't speak for the other manufacturers. There's a lot who are saying to me that they can't meet demand. So I know Volvo and Kenworth, Scania, all those are reporting the same problem. And in the medium, light and medium end, we've got light duty is not too bad on supply, but medium duty has been very, very difficult. And our Koga factory has been running at overtime to try and keep up, yet that has held us back. I would suggest there's another, there's probably another 5% in the market if supply had been hadn't been able to meet the demand, that's for sure.
Because I suppose one thing that we haven't, well, might not have thought of too much is that it's such a global phenomenon too, isn't it? I mean, places like the US, everyone's stretched. It's good times.
every Hino market in the world is up over last year, and in some cases substantially up over last year. So, and the Japanese domestic market's up on the back of the lead up to the Olympics. And normally if we were having a really, really buoyant time, some other markets may not be, but this happens to be one of those times when all the markets are up. So when we've gone back to Japan and said we need some more supply, they've said, well, so does everybody. So, so we've had a bit of an issue with that. But look, you know, I mean, I guess people, we're not complaining about that, that's for sure. Although it has been a bit of a problem meeting customer demand and keeping customers happy, and we don't like to lose customers on supply chain, but sometimes you do.
How does it feel in Hino HQ? It must be, you know, everybody must be just booming ahead and enthusiastic about what things, you know, lie in the future.
Yeah, I think we've got a new truck coming later this year. We've got the new 500 series so-called standard cab model, which is FC, FD and FE. Mm-hmm. They're coming, launching in November and rolling through into next year. And we've got a huge back order in the system. We've already taken back orders for the new truck coming. We've just finished a three-year business plan looking at the metrics of the economy in Australia and the normal drivers for the market. And, you know, the normal drivers, notwithstanding, you know, global meltdowns or anything of that sort, if the Australian economy and the demand stays as it is, we think 19, 20 and 21 are going to be very strong years for us as a brand, but also for the market.
Excellent.
So the infrastructure that you see happening around Australia is forecast to continue, in fact, expand. So I was in Melbourne yesterday, and the market, the Heavy Vehicle Industry Association of Australia, are talking a very strong market for 19 and 20. We've got a federal election March, April, May next year. That may slow things slightly, but and lead up to that, but really the infrastructure investment in Australia, in our view, is going to keep going. So the market looks great, and we feel super confident at Hino about the next couple of years.
You mentioned the 500 series. The wide cab has been just an unbelievable success. Is it sort of beyond even your own wildest imagination of how well it's gone?
Well, I think it's a combination. You know, you can be a little bit lucky sometimes. The market's super strong, so that's good. But the truck itself, we designed that truck to be the safest medium-duty Japanese truck on the market with VSC and reverse camera. It's got alloy wheels. You know, it's really well-spec truck. It looks great. The driver comfort levels are terrific, and the feedback from the market's been amazing. Probably a little, it is a little stronger than we had forecast, and that we got caught short on demand a little bit, and that's been disappointing in some cases, but super from our point of view as a business. So yeah, we're very happy with the 500 series wide cat.
You mentioned the word safety there. It really is top priority for truck buyers in 2018, isn't it? It seems to be that's what everybody's saying, safety number one.
I think from our point of view, we think the market, this is the time, and we know that fleet buyers are choosing choosing on safety. I mean, we have quality, durability, reliability, and I think, you know, we think the Japanese trucks have all got that, but safety is a super strong idea for consumers, and our fleet customers are certainly buying with safety in mind. So we're seeing that much more in the conversation than it used to be.
Bill, I think I know what the answer to this question is going to be, but we've had a lot of interest in the stories that we've done on the XL series of Hino trucks. They're going to be produced in the United States starting next year. Is there any chance that we're going to see them in Australia?
That depends on a whole bunch of factors, pricing and whether they can cope with the extra demand as well. I think they've got a market that's flying along as well too, so they've got some problems. I'm planning to send some people over there between now and the end of the year and do some evaluation on whether that's possible. I think the US would be happy if they just satisfied that demand. We would like to give it some serious consideration. We think it's an interesting truck and could fill a couple of segments which we cannot fill at the moment. So, yeah, why not? We'd be interested in doing that.
Okay, cool. That wasn't the answer I was expecting. There you go. And Bill, the 300 series 4x4 also launched to great critical acclaim, and had a drive myself. A very promising vehicle for the future, and great to see that area of the range filled as well.
Yeah, well, again, you know, that segment, the mining segment, went through a bit of a decline over the last 3 or 4 years, and now it's just starting to come back. So as our product just came on the market, that 4x4 segment really sells well in mining, but also we've got, you know, electricity infrastructure people who buy the 4x4 farmers. Interestingly, some of our dealers are Toyota dealers as well, and they have been selling this truck to farmers who traditionally have bought Land Cruisers but wanted something bigger, and so they're buying the 817. So that was a market we didn't expect. We've also had some really strong inquiry from the recreational market, the RV market, and again, we didn't really focus on the RV market, but we've had some really strong inquiries from that, and they like the way the truck drives, and they like stability control, and it's been very well received. We should do our budget for the year, and I think probably a little bit of supply side and a little bit of getting the bodies built in time. The bodybuilding market's really tight, so trying to get them all through might hold us back a little bit, but the response and the order rate's great. We had a forecast to do 120 to 150 year one, and I think we're probably going to hit that number.
Okay, oh, that's very, very exciting. And lastly, the poncho. I've had a drive, had it for a week. In fact, I was really, really impressed. Are you happy with how that's making some inroads?
Yeah, poncho's going pretty well. I mean, we had a plan to do very small numbers, and we've done some. When we did the original planning, it was mainly for community centres and university campuses and places of that nature. And what's happened in the last couple of years, state governments various around Australia have started to introduce transport on demand. So I think you've got in Sydney, particularly, you've got around Bankstown and Concord, they've got public on demand, which is you have an app and you go onto the app and you can call the bus to where you are. So it's a public bus service on demand, using it as a small bus service, which then takes people to the larger route buses. And so suddenly there's a market which we didn't forecast, and it's been great. I think we'll do somewhere between 40 and 45 ponchos for the 12 to 18 month period in which we were forecasting half that. So it's been great, and the take up, the response has been terrific from state governments around Australia. So we're very happy with it.
Yeah, that's excellent. And I suppose for operators, they're used to having that layout, the rear engine at rear engine layout, that type of thing. And so it's not really a huge difference where you couldn't run something like a Rosa or a Coaster so much on those routes. Yeah, it's such a clever vehicle.
Yeah, well, it's a low floor bus. you know, and that's what people want. They want easy access. You don't have to, you know, it's easy for wheelchair access as well. So the response has been great for that type of bus. And it's an easy bus to drive. We've got Clark's buses at Logan Home in Brisbane, and I think they're up to 150,000 Ks, trouble-free. They're very happy with the bus. So we'll be seeding some stories around that over the next few months. It's been the first year of it's been much better than we could have suspected. People really like the fact that it's a fully built-up bus from Japan rather than, you know, a cab chassis than a bus locally built. They just like the idea that it's a unit that's built and delivered and ready to go from day one. So it's been great.
Do you see that there are some opportunities perhaps for Hino in the bus space in Australia? I mean, traditionally, the brand has been very big there. Mm.
Yeah, we've done over 100 10 years ago. And the last few years, we had a lot more competition in that segment. And we're now having a fresh look at the bus sales opportunity for us in Australia. And, you know, we've got some really good plans for product over the next 3 to 5 years. And we're about to start working on that. So, you know, we think the Hino bus brand, of course, has been in Australia for 53 years. Mm. And it was really the first, you know, that came to Australia was a bus, and it was operating out of Tasmania. So, yeah, the Hino bus brand's been here consistently for over 50 years now. So there's a lot of Hino bus customers who like the brand, they like the reliability, they like its simple and simple quality. And so, yeah, we think bus has got a lot of upside for us.
Well, let the good times roll on. Bill, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for the chat. Good to talk to you.